You're listening to a podcast from the Today programme on BBC Radio 4. There are 10 days left until the general election. Tonight, Theresa May and Jeremy Corbyn will be facing questions live from an audience and be interviewed by Jeremy Paxman. A significant moment and challenge in the campaign. Well, we heard earlier from the Home Secretary on what the Conservatives will be hoping to do with their remaining days. What about Labour, though? Well, their National Election Coordinator, Andrew Gwynn, joins us from Westminster. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Sarah.
What do you see now as the challenge for Labour in the remaining 10 days?
Well, I think what we've got to get across is the fact that Labour offers a vision of hope, of a transformed Britain, one that is fair and more equal, better society for all, a country that works for the many, not the few. But we've also got to question the Conservatives, because in this election, it's an election, remember, that Theresa May called. She didn't have to have this election. She thought it would be a coronation. She's avoided, so far, real scrutiny, and on the odd occasions that she has come under scrutiny, it's resulted in her effectively shredding and pulping her manifesto. I've never known an election where the governing party has had to pulp their manifestos and we're left clueless about what this means for the 10 million pensioners who are concerned about their winter fuel allowance, concerned about the dementia tax and what it means for their social care and whether or not they'll lose their home, and what it means for education and health and other public services.
OK, well, let's look at some of the questions that Labour has to answer. And one of the things that the party keeps being haunted by are comments made not least by the leader in the past, but also by Diane Abbott, who you would obviously hope would be your Home Secretary in 10 days' time. Yesterday we heard her comparing her remarks in the past about supporting the IRA to her changing hairstyle. And she'd said in the past, Ireland is our struggle. Every defeat of the British state is a victory for all of us. A defeat in Northern Ireland would be a defeat indeed. How do you deal with these things that keep cropping up about past comments like that?
Well, I want to make it very clear that no Labour government in the past and no Labour government in the future will ever put national security and the defence of our citizens and our country at risk. In a former guise, I was Parliamentary Private Secretary to Jackie Smith when she was Labour's Home Secretary in the last government, so I know firsthand from my limited experience in the Home Office as Jackie's PPS just how difficult the job of Home Secretary is, and I want to assure you and assure...
And Diane Abbott is up to it.
And absolutely. I want to assure you and assure the listeners that the Labour government of the future will put tackling counter-terrorism and also reinvesting in police and in intelligence officers at the centre of our strategy. Because
how do you answer that? The idea that your Home Secretary is someone who has said a defeat for the British state would be a great liberation.
Look, Diane's views have changed. She's acknowledged that. And the fact is that no Labour government will ever put the security of this nation at risk.
OK. What about the front page of the Daily Telegraph this morning has picks up on admission by Jeremy Corbyn and by some condemnation by his own party, that his admission that he'd attended a wreath-laying ceremony at the grave of a Palestinian terrorist who was involved in the 72 Munich Olympics attack.
Well, I think that that was part of a parliamentary delegation, as you know, and Jeremy has always fought for peace in the Middle East, and that is something that I think people understand, people recognise. We support a two-state solution. We support the coming together of Israelis and Palestinians living together, two states for two peoples. But I also want to mention this. I'm a Mancunian. I've, for 12 years, represented a Manchester constituency. Manchester obviously has been very realistically hurt in the last few days and the events of last week. But what we've seen is the coming together of that community, and I think the lessons that we learn are this, that we need to make sure that the police and our public servants are fully resourced and adequately resourced, but also as a community we do all we can to come together to fight the scourge of terrorism and to make sure that we do all we can to protect our people.
Andrew Gwynn, thank you. You can listen to more free content from the Today programme by going to www.bbc.co.uk/today.